From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump today withdrew the United States from the proposed 12-nation Pacific Rim Trade Pact. Mr. Trump said the action was good for American workers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was negotiated in 2009, but the U.S. Congress has never ratified it. The president also issued an order reinstating a previous ban on providing government funds to international groups that perform abortions. And Mr. Trump issued a hiring freeze for many government agencies as a way to reduce the cost of government and rein in growth. At the start of a meeting Monday with business leaders, the president warned executives not to move their operations to other countries.
So a company that wants to fire all of its people in the United States and build some factory someplace else, and then thinks that that product is going to just flow across the border into the United States, that's not going to happen. They're going to have a tax to pay, a border tax, a substantial border tax.
The president also met with labor union leaders who offered broad praise for Mr. Trump after the meeting. Officials report no breakthrough at peace talks in Kazakhstan between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Indications are that Monday's discussions were very contentious. Talks will continue Tuesday. Iraqi forces announced Monday that they have taken over the last remaining Islamic State enclave in the eastern part of the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered an investigation into reports of human rights violations by government troops and paramilitary forces fighting to retake the city. Also Monday in Iraq, a car bomb blew up in a busy street in eastern Baghdad, killing 11 people and wounding 22. This is VOA News. New Gambian President Adama Barrow says he will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to examine allegations of misrule during former President Yahya Jammeh's 22 years in power. The new government announced Monday that a woman will serve as the nation's new vice president. Fatou Mata Tamba Jang was a former United Nations development staffer. An advisor to Mr. Barrow told reporters Monday that before leaving the country on Saturday, Mr. Jammeh stole $11 million from state coffers and had luxury cars shipped out by plane. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted along party lines Monday to approve President Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson. The nomination now goes to the whole Senate. The Senate confirmed Mike Pompeo to be the director of CIA, and there are confirmation votes looming for nominees to lead the Departments of Treasury, Energy, Health and Human Services, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency. The inauguration of Donald Trump is ushering in an air of expectation in the nation of Turkey, as we hear from Dorian Jones.
Turkey's pro-government media, usually critical of the United States, welcome the inauguration of President Trump. Turkish presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalın spoke warmly of the new president, saying the Trump administration has a perspective that will guarantee Turkey's sensitive position in the region. Our Monitor website, Turkish political columnist Semih Diz, says with bilateral ties severely strained under the Obama presidency, there is hope Trump can put relations back on track. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Mattis sought to highlight the importance he places on the alliance. A left-leaning group calling itself Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has filed a lawsuit. It charges that President Trump's vast business holdings put him in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Mr. Trump quickly dismissed the move, saying the lawsuit is totally without merit. Two Republican U.S. senators are proposing a bill that could allow states that like the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, to keep it instead of taking whatever replacement President Donald Trump and the Republicans come up with. Louisiana's Bill Cassidy said Monday that if California and New York are satisfied with Obamacare, they can keep it. Cassidy is co-sponsoring a bill with Maine's Susan Collins, who insists Obamacare must not be tossed out until a clearly spelled-out replacement is ready. Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer has dismissed the Cassidy-Collins plan as, in his words, an empty facade. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.